Unit 2. Exercise 7.
Okay, maybe we could have a look at some of those cultural differences now.
Let's start with the home of business, the USA. In the USA, a firm handshake is a sign of honesty and trust. So that is expected when you first meet. And then people are very quickly on first-name terms. Even senior managers like people to call them by their first names. Most people dress in the normal, smart business style. But depending on the type of business, it can also be casual. Americans don't have any formal ritual when handing over business cards. What is surprising is that they like to get down to business quickly when a meeting starts, so they don't expect much small talk. The meeting won't necessarily stick to the agenda if there are other important matters to be discussed, but there won't usually be any interruptions to the meeting. People don't go out and come back in again or go for long coffee breaks. And American business people are very direct. They say what they mean and don't worry too much about hurting their business partner's feelings.
That's interesting. I thought Americans would be more into small talk.
Time is money, they say. So, we like to get down to business quickly.
Okay, so how does that compare to somewhere like Japan? Are there any big differences?
Yes, there are. In Japan, for example, giving and receiving a business card is an important ritual. It should be presented with two hands and treated with great respect. The Japanese also prefer to bow when meeting new people. If they do shake hands, it will only be very lightly. So, don't try to break their bones or shake hands with both hands. They expect their business partners to be formally dressed and to use family names. In Japan, Herr Müller will be Müller-san. When it comes to meetings, Japanese expect small talk before the meeting begins. But they also expect to stick strictly to the agenda. The meeting is very controlled in that respect. They also don't like interruptions to meetings. But if there are any, they will be carried out in an indirect way. In Japan, it is important to save face, which means protecting themselves and their business partner's honor and avoiding embarrassment. The answer to a direct question is often possibly instead of no, so as not to upset business partners with a direct refusal.
I see. That's really interesting, Maya. What about...